Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Why, hello. Hello, my beautiful brothers and sisters, friends and family. Welcome back to another episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. Feels really good to be here with you guys today. And for context, I'm here in Connecticut. It's been snowing all night. Our first snowfall of 2024. Our first snowfall of this winter. And the first week of the new year has been completed. And that feels pretty crazy. Like I'm almost, you know, in my head, I'm like really thinking about this, like, presence is everything. And this last week feels like so much has shifted and so much has changed because I've allowed myself the opportunity to really be present and to anchor into the here and the now as I achieve and as I move forward to the goals and the outcomes I have. So it's just, you know, the way I would like to describe this is like, I feel like 2023, I had this energy of like just wanting to catch up and like always feeling like I was behind. And I feel like in 2024, I've received this kind of like calibration into 2024 before it actually happened. So I feel like I'm, you know, exactly where I'm supposed to be. I feel like I'm running towards things. We have so much magic lined up for this community. And I'm really, really excited to share it all with you. So just kind of like an overhead view that I want to just provide for you. It's January 7th. So if you're listening to this conversation in real time, want to let you know of a couple of different things happening in our community. A little public service announcement before we dive into today's episode. So first and foremost, we have the Soul Portal New Moon Ceremony Call for our community. And if you don't know, the Soul Portal is a membership service that I offer where you get a development training every month, a meditation activation for the month. And this season in Capricorn, we are diving into boundaries, cultivation of power, really stepping into sovereignty and coming into the belief that we are safe to go after our dreams. So if you're feeling called, all of our Soul Portal students in the membership get their first month free. So you have the opportunity to sign up and get your first month free going to laurenoflove.com and just clicking that membership section. You can see all the details, testimonials, breakdown of the offerings. And the Soul Portal membership is really a place that combines community and personal development and healing with astrology. So we are going through our development with the alignment of the stars, the astrological calendar, what's happening month over month in our zodiac. So it's really a beautiful way to feel held throughout your 2024 year. So that's on laurenoflove.com. But the other things I want to let you know about, in addition to this crazy magic, first of all, please come check out the Lauren of Love Instagram because we've been blowing up and it's been really, really cool. And we have this month, if you go to the stories, some new courses that are on sale for this month only, like New Year, New You, and some other beautiful opportunities for your growth, that's going to be coming out very soon this January. So I would say just please make sure you keep an eye on the stories because that's where we give you all the updates for discounts and sales. And those are coming very soon this 2024 year, literally like in the next couple of days. So stick around. It's going to be really good. I'm excited about it. And then the final thing I just want to say is that I am big excitement on my end. I'm running my Conscious Creator Mastermind at the start of this year. So on January 18th, I am taking 10 women on the journey of developing their social media accounts, getting clear on their messaging, harnessing their brand, scaling their business, taking things to the next level, and really diving deep for that emotional and spiritual work that needs to happen to become the soul-led legacy leader that we all know we are meant to be. So my Conscious Creator Mastermind is an intimate space where I get to support all of you guys really deeply. And I'm so excited. We have spots that have already been taken. There are still spots open. But I would just say if you are called, you can go to laurenoflove.com and book a discovery call right on that page. I'm also considering doing a live webinar this month. So, not to throw a ton of stuff at you, but if you are an entrepreneur, stick around, keep your eyes open, explore Conscious Creator, and most importantly, listen to this episode because this is a really good one. We have a lot to dive into. So, here we go. Second episode of 2024. Feels really good. I'm going to start by saying before we open up this conversation that there are so many people in the personal development space teaching this concept of take action, take action, take action. And I will say to follow that, this is related to goals and dreams and outcomes you want. Take action, take action, take action. But to follow that point, there are a lot of people out there who, they feel that information and it almost creates this hypervigilance in their bodies of like, I have to do something, I have to do something. But information overload, there's so much, there's absolutely an overwhelm of information. And how do I know what steps to actually take? And so for a lot of people, whether it's your health goals or your business goals or your finance goals, your relationship goals, it can feel like there are so many different actions to do, right? To pursue, but we are almost afraid because we don't want to like pick the wrong one and we don't want to make the wrong mistake and misdirect our energy. And so I'm here to tell you today that in my journey of creating success and creating abundance and building a profitable business, having my health be at an all-time high level, being able to make massive transformation in my 3D reality came down to doing nine specific things. And this is my honest share with you guys of the nine things that I think every person who's trying to create success in their life should be focused on. And they're not what you think. Okay, so these are things that you can do. These are things that you can actually take action on, but they are not what you think. Because if we sit and look at this as an example, right? If you're on a health and wellness journey, what are the actions? Oh, go to the gym and change my diet and cut my calories and hire a trainer and do this workout program or eat keto, but don't eat keto and eat high carb or don't eat high carb. And these are tangible, specific actions. But what I'm going to share with you guys here is going to remove that confusion and actually create a openness in your field so that you know exactly what physical action steps to take in your life. So this conversation today is going to be really juicy. We're going to move real fast because there's nine. We got a lot to go through. So I invite you to sit back, relax, enjoy. But if you can, please take some notes because I want this episode today to not just inspire you, but actually create momentum and change. So here we go. Enjoy this episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. So, little context for all of you guys. On December 27th, as I was wrapping up my year, I started to explore my intentions for the new year. And I noticed that I was feeling a lot of energy around like the pressure to decide things. It was like I didn't want to put things down that on my list of goals that I might, not achieve and then feel disappointed about. And I also, wanted my goals to feel spiritual, but also like I wanted to cross things off lists and I wanted to have outcomes, but I didn't want to push myself too hard. And I just found myself kind of going in this like loop of like, am I doing this right? Like, am I actually setting my goals right? Oh my God, I want this year to be successful. I want it to have impact. I want to make a big change in the world. I want to have a record-breaking year, but like, am I actually doing this wrong? So I had a note in my journal where I started to write down some of the goals before I used my magic sheets, which are in my free library. I first was like, let me write this in my journal and kind of get up to speed with like what maybe I would put down on my big official list. So before I did my magic sheets, I was like, let me just, doodle out what I have. And I was getting so overwhelmed. I just decided to ask myself this one question. Instead of asking, what am I going to achieve in 2024? I instead took out my piece of paper, got my pen, and said, who must I be? And this was the start of me getting clarity on what it, not just what it is I wanted in my 2024 year, but what I wanted to feel in my 2024 year. And what energies did I really want to cultivate in my life? Like I could say, yeah, I want to have a $2 million a year and I want to, go on six vacations. These are not my goals. I'm just pulling them out of my butt. But like, those are physical items, but like, okay, who must I be to make those things happen? And furthermore, what energies would those outcomes provide me? Like, why do I want them energetically? What's the reason? What will they make me feel? Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it adventure? Is it, spirituality connection because I'm in nature? Is it abundance? And whatever the words are that these particular outcomes are going to activate within me, I know that in my year, I have a deep responsibility to cultivate those emotions on a regular basis with practices, rituals, and personal care. Right? So, I don't know where you are in your goal setting intentions for 2024. And if you're listening to this and you haven't really reflected on your year, you can choose right now to do something amazing and to set your intentions. And the first thing is to really ask, like, what is it energetically that I'm calling in for this year? And what are the practices, the rituals, and the personal habits of self-care that I can incorporate into my life that will bring forth those energies on a regular basis, because that will make you become the energetic match for what it is that you really want. For example, we're just gonna sidestep here as I explain this. This year in 2023, I started to cultivate practices, habits, and rituals that were a reflection of me feeling powerful and safe to be powerful, because I wanted to grow my business. I wanted to have a bigger impact. I wanted to scale, but I felt for a long time like I was keeping myself very small and keeping myself very stuck. And I wasn't going after the big things. I was just kind of making the day-to-day work for me without really stretching to new goals or outcomes. So last year, I started to do these practices, rituals, and habits, like, for example, singing. Singing makes me feel very powerful and it makes me feel safe to feel powerful. And I practiced speaking on in public more, and I was doing that more, whether it was like paying attention to how I was speaking in large social circles, paying attention to, just even recording notes on my phone to talk to myself, to really hear my own voice, to come into my own power. And the more I did these things, playing the guitar started to happen and playing the drum, and I started to express myself vocally. And then all of a sudden, I felt really safe to do that. And then my business started to feel that energy from me. And then the world started to respond to it. And my Instagram started to grow because I had cultivated that safety within my voice. So coming back to this list, right? This is just an example I shared with you for my 2023 year. But in my journal, I identified these nine questions that I think everybody should ask that will support the clarity of who we must be to create the outcomes we want. So let's start with number one. These are things we can all do, and these are things we can all create habits and practices for. So number one, I must trust myself. Oof. Oh my gosh. This is like for any goal you have. Like I was thinking, for example, just my fitness journey, right? Like my health and wellness journey. This year I have really big goals and intentions for my physical health. It's always been a big part of my journey. And this piece, point number one, I must trust myself. I started to think about how when I would get a feeling like that my body needed rest, rather than going to the gym or rather than going to run on the treadmill, I would like feel really guilty about that. And I would find myself like, oh, Lauren, you're falling off course already. You're not being consistent. Look at you. Here you are messing it up. And I would literally dismiss the intuitive hits I was receiving within my body to take a rest and to take a pause. And what would end up happening was that I would push myself beyond my own real personal capabilities because I really did need to rest. And then I would feel angry about that, and I would feel exhausted, and it would feel like the standards I was setting for myself to always show up, to always do the same thing, would no way be sustainable. And then I would give up and I would fall off course, right? So when we learn how to trust ourselves, what this really means is that we're in constant awareness of what we personally need in every single moment of the journey of achieving anything on our timeline. So if you're creating a business and you have the download to do something that you've never done before, do you trust yourself? If you are creating more of an intimate relationship with your partner this year, are you trusting yourself to figure out what it is you want and what it is you really need and what desires live within you? These are really important things. So the question you should ask is, how do I cultivate a relationship of trust within myself? What can I do to develop more trust within myself? One of the things right out of the gate is make decisions and commit to them. When we disrespect ourselves because we don't honor our own word and we make promises to ourselves that we don't keep, we end up forming a relationship with ourselves that says, I am not a trustworthy person. So when you're setting goals and setting promises to yourself, remember to start small because yes, we want to get to this place where we trust ourselves immensely in everything we do, but the small habits actually are what create the foundation for that, not the big, big expectations. So, for example, I set an intention for myself and made a decision and a promise that for every day for 30 days, I was going to do a skincare routine at night. And I've been consistent so far, 7 days in a row. But what I noticed is that this was something small, and this was something that I was excited to do, but it was something that even if I experienced resistance, I would be okay catching myself and correcting myself and saying, no, Lauren, I know you're tired. I know you just want to watch TV and relax, but hey, go do this practice. It's going to make you feel a lot better. And it's an easy thing to commit to. So that's a way that we can build this relationship with ourselves. Also, spend some time being more present with yourself. Can't trust yourself if you're not even aware of what your own personal desires and needs are. And you can't get aware of what your own personal desires and needs are if you're not listening. So, this relationship you have with yourself is just like a relationship you have with another human outside of you. It requires time, it requires love languages, it requires attention and honest communication. So, meet that fully. That way, you get the downloads for what it is you're meant to do And you really follow through this year.
Number two. Ooh, this is a good one. In order to have everything I want, one thing I must do, I must remove pressure from my timeline. Man, this speaks to me on all levels. Like, makes me think about motherhood. It makes me think about my financial reality and the goals I've set for myself. It makes me think of my Instagram following and the goals I've set for myself, my health and wellness and the goals I've set for myself. If I could remove the pressure of my timeline, I would have a very different experience. It's almost like if you started dating somebody, right? Remember how I said your relationship with yourself is like a relationship with somebody else? If you started dating somebody and you were like, all right, well, it's been 3 months, and at 3 months, we have to do this. And then at 6 months, we have to get engaged. And then at a year and a half, we have to get married. And then a year later, we should have children by now. And if we don't, oh my God, holy cow. Oh, I would not want to be in that relationship. There's no space for individuality. There's no space for listening to personal needs. Life just becomes a schedule. And so, if there are parts of your life right now where you are like, I should be somewhere else by now, whether that is in your like home life or in your financial life, be honest with yourself and just ask, how is this really going for me? Like the pressure I put on myself for this timeline, like how is this really treating me? Is it really getting me where I want to be? I look at, it's just so funny. I look at like things in my life, and what I realize is that the times where I put a lot of pressure on my timeline are based on the belief that what I want may or may not happen. So I put a lot of pressure on my timeline to make sure that it does. And when I stepped into this knowing of like, yeah, everything I want is going to have happen, and my life is great, and my life is going to be great, and I can have everything I want. And I cultivate that and I anchor into that. Whatever my timeline is perfect. And then what ends up happening is that the outcomes I want actually start manifesting because I'm not so attached, and I'm not putting so much pressure on them, where they can authentically just kind of grow and do their own thing. So we don't need to micromanage our outcomes. We don't need to micromanage the parenting of our outcomes. We can actually just trust our timeline and trust our process. And something that's really helped me on this point, like if this is something you're deciding you want to do this year, all these things as you're listening, you should decide which of these you really want to do. What do I want to work on this year? And if removing pressure from your timeline is an important thing for you, one of the greatest things that I do is a gratitude practice every day to recognize what beautiful, amazing things did happen. What did I accomplish? What did I achieve? What good things did I get to experience today that allow me the safety to kind of sink in to be like, whoa, here in the now is kind of really great. I don't need to go anywhere else. Like, I got good things happening here. And that's a really, really beautiful approach to kind of easing the pressure of your timeline. And that's a habit that you can create. I have a little journal by my bed and I do it every single night. So we must remove pressure from our timelines. We have to let ourselves be where we are at and trust that process. Number three, I must focus on the outcomes that I am creating. Well, duh, right? This is kind of like a no-brainer. Like, you have to focus on what it is you want and you have to give attention. And this is something you do every day. I focus on the outcomes that I want. But here's the caveat to this. If you're focusing on the outcomes that you want and you're stressing out about them and you're thinking they're not going to happen and you're feeling all of this fear and you're doubting yourself and you're spiraling and you're not energetically holding it, it's going to feel really shitty. And it's going to make you not want to focus on your goals because you're going to associate pain and discomfort with your achievements. That's just the truth, right? So we have to make our focus on our outcomes joyful and exciting and fun And looking at the positive perspective of what is manifesting and what will be manifested in our life. So, again, this is often a really difficult thing for people because when we focus, I should almost rephrase this, right? And say, I must focus on my outcomes that I'm creating with a positive mind, right? And just add that note. And it's hard because we obsessively focus and then we spiral out because it's so painful because nobody likes to be in pressure and worry and fear and hustle 24/7. And then we completely avoid our goals and we stop paying attention to them because we've abandoned them and we don't want to feel that guilt. So we need to come into a good place where we feel really healthy in how we are interacting with these desires and these dreams and these outcomes that we want to achieve. So what do we focus on? Well, I want to focus on the outcomes I'm creating. I want to ask myself, what energies are those outcomes going to create for me? More peace, more love, more freedom. If you have the vision of creating a $1 million business and the energy that you feel when you think about that is stress and overwhelm, you got to go back to the drawing board, my darling. You have to find the energy that you really want. So for me, business and expansion feels playful, it feels peaceful, it feels relaxed. And I work on cultivating those outcomes with practices and rituals and habits in my life. So, I can keep my nervous system really regulated to be an energetic match for those outcomes. And this is one of the ways we focus on our desires is through the energy of our body. Another way we focus on our outcomes is through our mind, right? So, this is like if you're in the free library and you're getting the magic sheets, go also grab the meditations that are in the free library and start visualization practices. Where you're thinking about what you want and you're calling in what you want, you're focused on what you want. It's a really powerful way to bring the desires that you have closer to you in the 3D. Okay, number four, I must listen to my creative channel. Wow, I cannot stress this one enough. It's not enough to listen to your intuition, we have to listen to our creative channel. Now, you may be asking, what is the difference between those things? I believe that my creative channel is like a river that I can actually communicate with. And on that river that I can communicate with, it will tell me what it needs to flow properly. It might say, Lauren, my water is dirty, or Lauren, I got a dam all the way upstream. Can you fix this? It needs to be unblocked. But when that river is moving effectively and efficiently, all of the ideas that I am meant to receive will come down that river. That's my creative channel. And I can communicate it with my creative channel, this river, through my intuitive gifts. Okay. So I hope this makes sense and just giving you a little bit of clarification of how I see this. And I think for me, sometimes the creative channel gets really ignored and bypassed for entrepreneurs because we are in our hustle and we are in like our need to go after things and achieve and cross off milestones. So like if our river is dammed up or if the water's really dirty or if the river needs to slow down, we ignore that, right? But it's really important that we listen to it, right? So for me, listening to my creative channel is about recognizing when I need to invite more play into my life because I'm not feeling inspired and I'm not feeling motivated and my ideas aren't coming through and my life feels kind of stale and heavy, right? My creative channel is getting a little bit blocked. And for all of you who are listening to this who aren't entrepreneurs, it does not matter. You have a creative channel in your body. You have a part of you that wants to open to design your life, to make magic in your home, to create possibilities of expression in your 3D reality, and to have fun, right? That's the creative channel. It's the part of you that births things into the world. So, from that note, make this a priority. Pay attention to it. Sometimes my creative channel is like I'll give you an example, right? Like, as the business has grown and expanded, I've had more of a demand on my time. I've had to be more organized with my time. I've had to get more structured in my business and what I'm doing. And I have felt this kind of like pressure as my husband opens up something in the kitchen and makes a lot of noise. Please forgive me. I have felt this like big amount of pressure to do everything. Has to get done, has to get done, has to get done. But this podcast, for example, I've been wanting to record it for 2 weeks and I didn't feel, I was talking to my river and I didn't feel like my river wanted to like bring this down in the stream. It just like needed some more time. But my river did say that I needed rest, I needed self-care, I needed to put myself first. And so I got to meet the needs that I needed to meet in order for that creative channel to be healthy. Sometimes in my health and wellness journey, my creative channel, it's like you don't want to create a healthy body. You want to sit on Netflix and binge watch and scroll and all these things because you're not feeling creatively inspired. You're bored. You're doing the same workouts every day. You need dynamic changes, right? And so I have a responsibility in all areas of my life to honor and respect this creative channel. And that looks like, just as an example, my creative channel, my river was like really fucking muddy. Like it was really dirty. And I was having a hard time feeling cleansed and open about my creative downloads. So today I've been spending the whole day deep cleaning the house and just clearing out all of the low vibe sticky energy to make space. And this is something that you guys can do too. So just pay attention and prioritize. It's really, really important. Number five, I must honor my needs and listen for them. Now, I know this is something I started to talk about in some of these earlier mentions of things that we must do, but honoring our personal needs deserves its own bullet point on this list, okay? It really deserves its own unique attention because, yeah, we want to listen to our intuition to do and achieve things. And yes, we want to listen to our creative channel to make it healthy and get all the downloads to create the magic we want in our life. But if we're not listening to our own personal needs, we're going to exhaust ourselves and we're going to feel jaded and feel burnt out and then not actually want to continue to pursue the outcomes that we want. So maybe you notice a pattern by now that, like all these things, if we can do this, if we can really work on trusting ourselves as a doing in our life, a habit that we are creating. We can focus on removing pressure of timeline with habits and practices, focusing on the outcomes that we're creating with habits and practices. If we do all of these things, we are less likely to give up and lose focus. And that is the only thing that is standing in the way of your success. 100%. That's it. It's just the fact that you haven't been consistent. It's just the fact that you self-sabotage. If you've taken my New Year, New You course on laurenoflove.com, there are trainings specifically on these points of self-sabotage and resistance and fear of failure, because these are the only things that actually hold you back from bringing forth what it is you want. It's the stories you're telling yourself. So, coming back to this point, I must honor my needs. We have to remove that storyline that says our actions and our go-getting energy is more important than what our soul and our spirit are telling us we need. We need to pay attention to when we need rest. We need to pay attention to when we need more self-care. We need to pay attention to when we need to like disconnect from pushing ourselves so much to like take a break and be a human being. We need to pay attention to when we need to disconnect to be with ourselves. And to remove all the pressures of obligations to restore, we need to honor our needs. And part of that is learning how to listen. So, one of the habits and practices that I've been cultivating lately is when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I put my hand on my heart and I say, "What do I need? What do I need today?" And I may not know that answer right away. But the fact that I start my day with that inward reflection raises my standards in life, and it sets the expectation that I am somebody who pays attention to me. I want you to remember this. You are 100% worthy and deserving of making yourself a priority in your own life. Don't ever forget that. Number six, I must believe in myself. Think about that. A lot of us have experiences where we like don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe we're capable. We don't believe we can. We don't believe what's possible for us. What would your life look like if you actually believed in yourself? Go on google.com right now and ask Google or ask your AI system, whatever you use. How do I actually practice believing in myself? How can I become someone who believes in herself? And that's a topic for an entirely separate deep dive on the Lauren of Love show. Promise we'll get there. But for now, I really want you to be radically honest with yourself. Am I actually being somebody who prioritizes cultivating a strong belief in themselves? Part of the reason we don't believe in ourselves is because we have set these goals and these stories of what we want to achieve in our life, and then we haven't reached them. And so we become somebody who feels like we fail our own selves. If you follow this list today and you work on making these changes, you will inevitably become somebody who believes in themselves because the habits and practices that you implement from these other points that we're talking about will raise your confidence and raise your belief in your ability. It's also really helpful to just ask, like in your meditations, in your self-care practice, like, why should I believe in myself? Because your brain has probably come up with a lot of different reasons why you shouldn't. But just as what's wrong is available in your thought process, so is what's right. And so, in your mind right now, you can probably find new ways to form beliefs that you are somebody who deserves to believe in themselves. All right, number seven. Here it is. We're gonna roll through these last three really quick. I'm so excited. Number seven, I must slow down. That's so funny. We're gonna go so fast these last three. I must slow down. No, it's true. We really must slow down. I mean, when I look at my entrepreneur timeline, right? Like, for example, in the earlier days of my business, I would try to do everything at once. I would set all these goals like crazy, like all these different things I was trying to achieve, and I would push and run and rush, and I would be really messy, and then I would be sloppy, and I wouldn't be really actually achieving the things that I wanted because I would be making mistakes and rushing. And so slowing down, like for me, I really find a lot of power in a peaceful, regulated nervous system. And I feel like when we are rushing and we are going really quick into our action taking, we're actually not in a regulated state, right? So that dysfunction that we feel of like chaos and trying to get things done, that is not going to birth the outcomes you want. So we have a responsibility to create more slowness, create more stillness. For me, the early days of my day are really spent on practicing this habit, the habits and the rituals and the self-care practices that are really supportive of slowness, nourishment, taking time, because I want to practice this energy so that when my business is thriving and going really fast, I could stay grounded. So we need to really do a good job doing that. So yeah, maybe there are some things you can think about in your own life where you could slow down a little bit. Take a breath. Take a moment. Number eight, I love so much. I must practice saying no to things. I must practice saying no to things. I really think like the journey of entrepreneurship in the beginning, we're taught, even in my corporate life, I remember this. I had a mentor and I said, "What are your pieces of advice as I start my first corporate job?" He said, "Lauren, say yes to everything." Big mistake. Big mistake. And Siri says, she just came on my phone and said, I'm sorry, I'm still not sure about that. Yeah, okay, maybe I'm not sure about it, but I will say, like in the beginning, saying yes to things was really great. But as I expanded and changed in my life and my priorities became not so hyper fixated on business all the time, or my career all the time, I wanted balance, I wanted structure. And so I had to say no to things. Also, too, it's like, I firmly believe that what creates success is not about what you say yes to, it's about what you say no to. So there are probably things in your life right now that are draining your energy, that are making you stressed out, that are making you feel like, oh my God, ugh, just thinking about it. Learn how to say no. Learn how to say no to what doesn't serve you. Learn to say no to things that feel sticky. Learn to say no to when people are expecting things from you that don't feel aligned to give. Learn to say no and practice those habits regularly. You want to implement this now? Go look at your calendar and start making changes. The more spaciousness you create, the more alignment you'll feel in your life. And then finally, point number nine, be intentional. Be intentional. Okay. Here's the thing, tricky, tricky, tricky stuff about goal setting, creating the life of your dreams. We think we gotta do like a million fucking different things, right? We're like, ah, oh, I'm gonna get healthy. So I'm gonna do yoga on Mondays, and then on Tuesdays, I'm gonna do high intensity interval training. And then on Wednesdays, I'm gonna do Pilates. And then on Thursdays, I'm gonna go for a 6 mile run. And all while I'm doing that, I'm going to make these really complicated meals that I have to make to be able to achieve these dreams. Maybe you've been there. Guilty. I've been guilty. But also like in your financial reality too, right? We make things really, really complicated. And I shared an Instagram post on Lauren of Love a while ago about how like if you are driving down a road and you turn the car wheel just an inch, you will end up in an entirely different direction miles down the road, right? And all you did was just turn that wheel an inch. But if you try to turn that wheel all the way, you're going to end up going in circles. You'll get really sick, right? And that's what a lot of people do is they like make this, they create this idea that like, okay, I got to do all these extreme things. And then we just end up spinning out because it's not sustainable. So, I have formed a belief in my life that being intentional is actually what creates the big outcomes for myself. And that looks like slowing down, getting clear, and taking things one step at a time. So, here's my thought for you. Here's my feeling for you. I would really love it if you could walk away from this podcast with one of these points. There were nine here. Maybe you took notes. I hope you did. I want you to really think about, though, instead of trying to go extreme and implement everything all at once, maybe take one or two really concrete lessons from this episode and start to apply them. Make a decision on something that you're going to do differently this year. And I invite you to go to the free library on laurenoflove.com and grab the magic sheets for your intention setting if you haven't done that yet this year. And feel free to add, like, okay, I'm going to add some of these points to my achievement list. I am going to, in 2024, become somebody who trusts herself. In 2024, I'm going to learn how to slow down, right? You can have these doing things. These are very doable things. You can have them on your manifestation list and they can drastically change your reality. So don't be afraid to dream big and take small steps. And this episode is here to support you on that. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope this was a really good conversation for you. I hope you felt really supported. Please come check out the Mastermind, the Conscious Creator Mastermind, the membership, the courses that are on sale this month. Just go to laurenoflove.com and see all the magic. Thank you guys for being here. I love you so much. I'll see you again on another episode next week. Bye, everybody.